Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Platinum Executive Director Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to Dice Monday, April 11th, 2016. More Success Team Legal Shield Conference Call. I want to let everyone know that the registration is now open for a More Success Team breakout event that will be in Oklahoma City. That will be on Sunday, June 17th. Just go to moresuccessteam.com and pre-register for that. I think we have 400 seats available, and we've already sold over 200. So if you want to be part of that event, you need to go ahead and get online and get your tickets ordered as soon as possible. But tonight we're going to be doing a recap of last week's More Success Team event in Ada, Oklahoma, and Legal Shield's at the, actually, Legal Shield's home office. If you weren't there, you truly missed a spectacular event. Our call will be just a little longer than normal tonight so that many of our team leaders will be able to comment on their experiences while there. And to begin our call, and for his comments, I'm going to go to an original Millionaire Club member, $500,000 ring earner, Platinum 5 Executive Director, of course, the Executive Vice President of Legal Shield, and the leader of the More Success Team, that's my dad, Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore?
I tell you what, Randy, I'm still riding high. You know, people have been calling all day on the weekend, and we had about 40 people go to church with us from that year, and that was flat of blessing. That was wonderful. And I wanted to thank you for what you did there on stage. It's wonderful. Jeremy and Stephanie worked their little self to the bone. They did wonderful jobs. I thank them, and I thank all the speakers. I can't name them because there's so many. And, Randy, you know, I was amazed. It took us 3 hours to give out all the trophies and cash and everything we did, and we liked it so much we're just going to repeat that next time and try to step it up a little more. I could talk all night about how good it was, but I don't believe we've ever had a better one. But I think we will have a better one because we're already working on where to go for next year. And, of course, like you said, for the breakout there in Oklahoma City, and of course, everybody needs to get ready for the convention. I'll hush so they can talk, and I'll turn it back to you or Jeremy, whichever one of you, Randy.
Well, speaking of Jeremy, we're going to go straight to $250,000 ring earner who actually emceed the entire event with his wife, Miss Stephanie Moore. Mr. Jeremy Moore, are you on?
I'm here.
Hey, Jeremy, how about your comments on this weekend's event?
No, it was an incredible time. It's just so exciting to see, you know, so many brand new faces that, you know, that this was their very first big event ever. And, you know, I think that just speaks to the growth of the More Success Team and you know, to see all those new faces and plus all the new recognition, you know, all the brand new Millionaire Club members and ring earners and brand new $250,000 ring earner. It's exciting times on Legal Shield, and it's especially exciting times on the More Success Team. Things are flat out exploding. Can't wait to see everyone this summer in Oklahoma City.
Well, thank you, Jeremy. You guys did an awesome job. Couldn't have been any better, and we appreciate all your hard work. It does not go unnoticed. All right, to begin tonight's call, I want to go to the state of Alabama and to Millionaire Club member and winner of this year's Heart and Seas Stone Cipher Award, along with like four major other awards and $1,000 in cash, and that's Mr. Jimmy Parrish. Mr. Parrish, are you on?
I'm on, Randy. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Well, I apologize. I'm standing in a rotunda, so there may be some echo here, and I'm at a church banquet that I had to step out of to be on the call. So I'll be brief, and I know I'll have to get to listen to the rest of the call tomorrow when it's online on the Board Success Team website, but I came home yesterday all the way to Alabama, but I did not need an airplane. I just flew. It was an unbelievable experience, you know, to have what we had this past weekend. As I told all of the Moore family members, from Jeremy and Randy and Ken to Stephanie and Pat and Shirlene, it was by far the best one of the team retreats I've ever attended. And all the trainers knocked it out of the park, and Stephanie did an amazing job behind the scenes with making sure everything was coordinated. And Jeremy, of course, did a great job emceeing the entire function. But obviously the highlight for me and maybe the highlight of my 17-year Legal Shield career was Saturday night and being on stage with the founder's wife, Ms. Shirley Stone Cipher, having her present the Harlan C. Stone Cipher Award to me. It just doesn't get much better than that. To have her there and to do that was a special moment that I will always cherish. And I just want to encourage everybody for the 90 days we have to OKC, do everything you can to get your team members there. One of my team members that was there for the first time, Mr. Mark Rogers, made three contacts in Dallas Love Field and on the airplane flying home to Birmingham yesterday and is super excited. Bobo Hannon, same way, and we're going to be bringing some more people back to the convention in Oklahoma City. And I know I don't want to take too much time. We've got so many good people on the call. But I'm just honored and humbled by the experience and look forward to working with even more fervor than ever to take our company to heights we've not seen. So back to you, Andy. Thanks so much for the opportunity to share.
You're welcome. Appreciate that, Mr. Parrish. Next speaker we're going to go to is another Millionaire Club member from the state of Virginia, and he actually won the Wilburn Smith Award this year, and that's none other than Mr. Jeff Hughes. Jeff, are you on?
I am, sir. Thank you. And to all had a part in this weekend, wow, thanks so much. It was so much work that went into it. It was such a classy event, just everything from the registration process, our new wristbands, which I'm super proud to be wearing, just everything. I mean, the napkins were monogrammed.
No, 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 no.
Hold on one second. We've got a baby crying in the background. I know we have several people that are in speaker mode tonight. So if you are in speaker mode, those lines are open. We'll ask you to mute your lines out until it's time for you to talk. I appreciate that, and I apologize for the interruption. Go ahead.
That's okay. I did not realize that award ceremony lasted 3 hours because it was so exciting and so fun. And I love my award. I don't know quite what I did to deserve it, but I'm not giving it back. It's beautiful, like all the trophies and awards that were given out. I've never seen anything like them. They look like the kind of awards that they would give to NFL football stars. I mean, they look like, very expensive, very beautiful, something anybody would be proud not only to put on their trophy case, but in a display case in the middle of their living room just so they could show it off to everybody who comes in. So thanks again to all who had a hand, and I had a wonderful time. I'm so looking forward to next year. The only regret that I had is I didn't have more people there. So I'll start building as soon as I know what the date is. Thanks so much, and I'll kick the call back over to you.
All right, Mr. Hughes, appreciate you, and it was great seeing you get that award up there by Ms. Carol Smith. That was just awesome. Next, I'm going to go to the state of Georgia, and $100,000 ring earner and winner of this year's Hustle Award, and that's Ms. Cheryl Ann DeGatta. Ms. DeGatta, are you on?
I am, Mr. Moore. Thank you so much, and it was a great honor to be such a part of this amazing team. I want to tell everybody, I've really never missed an event, and this is one I will never miss again. It's really important for all of you on the phone who, for some reason, didn't have the opportunity to make an event. No matter how long you've been in the business, whether it be a week, whether it be a year, 10 years, 15 years, there's no time like this time with this team, the support and the love that they give and everything that they put together to really sharpen your axe. I walked in there so excited, but by the time I left, I was mesmerized of the talent and just learning all the gold nuggets I took. I took a book full of notes, and for those of you just don't want to miss it. You really want to really encourage your teams to be there. And like Jeff Hughes said, I'm going to do a better job this year of getting the rest of my team there, because you can't even put a price on the knowledge of what you are going to end up getting out of this event. All the hard work that Stephanie and Jeremy and everybody put together, it's so greatly appreciated. And, it's one thing I got out of it was just a huge family reunion, and you're learning from the best of the best. And thank you for the awards. I, for the first time ever in my life, I was speechless, and it really came from the heart and meant so much, and the love out there and the support that everybody gets as a family, as a team. Thank you again, Mr. Moore, for all you do and for always being there for us. Appreciate it, Randy.
Thank you very much, Ms. DeGatta. We appreciate you being on the call.
Thank
you. I'm going to go out to another Millionaire Club member from the state of Arizona. She actually received the Old Timer Award, and that's Miss Linda Bowden. Linda, are you on?
Well, I am proof that they were recruiting in the junior highs in 1987. So it was a remarkable event. And, I've already put 28 plus. So it'll be 29 years at the conference. That when we get to the national conference, I'll have just crossed the line for 29 years. And you, and like everybody said, you absolutely can't put a price tag in an event like this. I mean, it was absolutely, it was family. It was family. I learned all kinds of stuff. What I liked was that we had a whole wide variety of speakers. And even if we were all kind of speaking about similar topics, so there might perhaps be a little bit of overlap, the overlap didn't even matter because everybody comes at it from a different angle. So you got different nuggets from different people. And I had a gentleman that came down from Tulsa that I had recruited a number of months ago, and it was an insurance agent, and he was only able to come Thursday afternoon because he actually had a closing on his house, and he was literally moving, or he probably would have stayed the whole weekend. He came down Thursday. He had never been in the home office. He's a fourth generation Oklahoman. He knew about prepaid legal. He knew about Legal Shield for years and years and years. And for him to, number one, experience the tour of the home office, Alex and I went on the tour with him of the home office. He was so impressed. He was oohing and eyeing. And I said to him, I said, let me ask you a question. If some of your agent friends knew what you know now, if they could see what you've just seen with our home office, he stayed for training Thursday afternoon, for all these trainings that you went through, what do you think would happen? He goes, my gosh, he goes, this is the best kept secret in Oklahoma. He says, I can't even believe it. So we truly had a believer, you know, that was only, and he could only attend, you know, Thursday afternoon. So he was just there for a few hours, but it really, really impressed him. He was touched by the team, by the family atmosphere. He was touched by, you know, God first, family second, Legal Shield third. All of you that had new people, you know what I'm talking about. But that, to me, that was just proof, and I thought, my Lord, I didn't have enough people here. Like all of us on the phone would probably say, you know, I didn't have enough people here. And so I think I'll leave it at that and just say, everybody, get your people to the national conference in July. I know I've got a 90-day sprint. I'm gonna just start burning up the phones to get people to the conference in July. Be sure they're at the Moore breakout event and have everyone that you can that's never been to the home office, be sure to have them take a tour of the home office.
All right, Ms. Bowden, we appreciate that. Appreciate those comments. Next, let's go to the state of Utah and $100,000 ring earner and Triple Crown Award winner, and that's Ms. Kate Burns. Ms. Burns, are you on the call?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, ma'am. Go right ahead.
All right. And, you know, I guess I could just ditto everybody else on the line today, you know, when it comes to talking about the family feel, the family atmosphere that it was. It was such an incredible event. And, you know, that was actually my first time going to a Moore Retreat event and my first time as well going to the home office. So everything was very new to me, but yet it felt like family. It felt like, you know, this is something that we absolutely want to do every year. And I think that, you know, one of the biggest takeaway, gosh, there's so much to take away, such a wealth of knowledge with so many people from so many different backgrounds. You know, I got a lot out of it. The team got a lot out of it. But I think that for me to just kind of see the history, you know, seeing the Legends panel on a stage and talking about the struggles from the early days and just kind of comparing to the opportunity that we have today was so humbling. And then, you know, my team and I were looking for a restaurant and got lost and happened to get parked just to look for directions in front of the old prepaid legal building. And so it was like an act of God. And we just looked around and was like, does that say prepaid legal? And sure enough, that's what it was. And so we got out and started taking pictures and just to be comparing where the company has come from, you know, 43 years ago to the multi-million dollar infrastructure that the company now has with over 700 employees. It's just so humbling, and it gives us something to be proud of, and to be a part of the Moore organization as well is just such a blessing. So, again, I'm humbled by the award. I don't really know what I've done, what we've done to deserve it, but I am certainly so grateful and appreciative that you guys thought enough of us to honor us in that way. So thank you so much for that, and just continue to do what you do. It's just, you know, the one thing among my whole entire team that was there. I mean, it wasn't too many of us, but for those that were there, they're like, wow, so much love, so much sincere care. You know, like they say, people don't care what you know until they know that you care. And the care was so overwhelming and so beautiful. So thank you for that. And with that, I'll turn it back over to you, my friend.
Well, thank you very much, Ms. Burns, but I don't think I would tell everybody that I got lost in Ada. All right, next I'm going to go to the state of Arizona and to Millionaire Club member and ring earner. Actually, they were Community mm-hmm. Champions Award winners this year, and that's Mr. Ray Rios. Ray, are you on?
This is Linda Rios. So.
Hey, Linda, go ahead.
Okay, I just want to first of all thank everybody for the love and the care that they gave us, especially the Moors and the team of the Moors success team. But I am so honored, and I know Raymond's honored, and he's going to speak after I'm done. But to know that a lot of us out there are community service, and we care for all these people, and knowing that Legal Shield has given me the opportunity to serve to Hands of Hope, that is the Crisis Pregnancy Center, and knowing that it has given me time to be able to spend with Big Brothers, Big Sisters, with my little sister that I have had for 7 years. I am so excited about the hours that I can spend with this young girl and being able to mentor her and take her to the right path. And I am so thankful for the opportunity, and I am thankful for the award. So here's my other part, my employee, Mr. Ray Rios.
Very much. Good evening, everyone. Hey, first and foremost, thank you for having us on the call. Very briefly, we are stopped in Las Cruces, New Mexico for dinner. We've been traveling the road. We should be home hopefully tonight. And what a blessed event. Let me tell you, in all the years that I've been part, I want to invite everyone who did not attend the breakout. So make sure you go tonight, before close of business tonight, log into the moresuccessteam.com website and get your tickets for the breakout after the conference in July. You cannot miss this event because it has a meaning that is hard to describe in words. It cements your belief in who we are and what we do. And most importantly, it honors the family that honors us by serving us, giving us the example to serve others. And then I want to just express our gratitude of all the years we've been together. This was a beautiful award. I was almost speechless, but most importantly, the relationship I was able to build, and Linda and I were able to build with people that we've met before, we've spoken before, sorry for the background noise, but the opportunity to truly get to know the team members and not only be with them, but be encouraged by them, and also by a couple of words, be able to encourage other people that were struggling with belief. And let me tell you, we're just honored to be part of the Mercy team. We invite each and every one of you. And we're looking forward to meet your goals and having a lot more of our team members with us on the next More Success Team breakout. Back
well,
to you, Randy.
Ray and Linda, appreciate you guys being on, and congratulations on your award. Next, I want to go out to Austin, Texas, and to brand-new $100,000 ring earners, Mr. Manley Wilson. Manley, are you on the call?
Yes, we are. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Man, I tell you what, Randy, this one here is the best one yet. We've been to several of these team retreat, and I'm telling you, this one was over the top. From the time you walked in and registered, was able to buy your T-shirts for the next breakout session in Oklahoma City, and then going into the B2B trainings, being able to swap back and forth between the networking side and the B2B side and get both sides of that training was phenomenal. I mean, we had the best of trainers on both sides of that deal. It just blew me away. The amount of ring earners, and I don't know that I think this is as good as any convention you ever go to, because it's more you're hands-on with people and you get a lot. You're able to actually get some real training in these sessions. I really feel sorry for those that couldn't make it, because you really missed out this year. And then getting to go to Fossil Creek, I was awesome on Thursday night, and getting to have barbecue and chicken and have the couples panel up there, the newlywed playing the newlywed game. That was so much fun. To get to replay that and then getting started on Friday started with a flag salute and a prayer all the way through. Everyone did an awesome job on their 10 core commitment training. I mean, I took 10 pages of notes. That's how good it was. You would think after as much as we get on the calls and leadership calls and all that we'd be full up to our ears with it, but I'm telling you, there's always new information to learn, and we have some of the most incredible trainers on this team. I was blown away also by Kate, and she got up and did her Kate Burns when she did her training as well. Dave Hall kicked it out of the park with the prospect by Legal Shield. Randy, you did an awesome job on the business briefing. And of course, you know what? Getting down to the award ceremony, oh my gosh, I didn't think y'all ever quit giving out awards. I never seen so many awards given out in all my life. And not only awards, but they were quality. I mean, the quality and the money spent on those awards, you must have all broke the bank to do that. But I just want to give a shout out to Jeremy and Stephanie Moore. They did an incredible job of putting this on. And I want to thank all three of the Moores for deep and reach into their pockets to pay for this. And I'll never miss one. And we had about 25 to 27 people on our team there. And my goal is to get four times that amount the next time because it's that important to be there. So just want to thank you guys for an incredible weekend. Everybody on our team is still talking about it. And it did wonders for all of our new people to even reach further and get after it a little bit harder. So, again, we'll turn the call back over to you, Randy.
Thank you, Manley. Appreciate it. We're going to go back to the state of Utah and another Millionaire Club winner, and that's Mr. Dave Hall. Dave, are you on?
I am. Can you hear me okay?
Go right ahead. Yes, sir.
Wonderful. I just got to tell you, thank you so much for everything you guys did and putting this whole event on. Absolutely first class all the way. I'm going to keep my comments real short and sweet and sum it up with this. After the event, I was talking with a lady from another team. She's not on the Moore Success team, but she lives there in Oklahoma, and she says the Moores have always just adopted her and taken her in, so she came to our team event. And she says, I've attended our team event, in other words, the team she belongs to, and it's one of the major organizations in Legal Shield. And she says, our awards ceremony lasted a few minutes, and I think there were like three or four awards that they gave away. And she goes, I can't believe how many awards the Moores have given away, not to mention cold, hard cash. She goes, our team never does anything like this. I'm just blown away. And that just shows to the type of people that we have running our organization. And I just absolutely love it. And we will have a lot more people at the next one. So thank you very much, Mr. Moore, for putting that on.
Dave, we appreciate you and had a blast with you. You did an awesome training while you were at the event. Next, I'm going to go out to Woodlands, Texas, and another $100,000 ring earner, lady that opened the most groups on the Moore Success team last year, and that's Miss Sherry Branda. Miss Branda, are you on?
I am, Randy. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Go right ahead.
Well, I'm not sure what else to say because I think everybody's pretty well said it. It's unanimous that it was an outstanding event. It was just so chock full of, you know, training, but also just fellowship and friendship. I, you know, some of the folks that I've heard on the team or heard on the calls or seen across stage but never really gotten to visit with or just laugh with, that was probably my favorite part, or one of my favorite parts of it, just really creating friendships and, you know, strengthening old friendships. And I don't know. There was something about it. For me, it was an aha kind of event. And I can't put my finger on it, but I know that I left feeling completely energized and motivated and driven for a whole new direction. And the two folks that I brought were really, one was a brand new associate and one was a relatively new associate, and they were just so thankful. I wish everybody on my team could have come. But for Jeff and for Bonnie that were there, I was so pleased to see their reaction because I knew I was in love with the Moore family and the whole team and the company, but they felt it too, and that was just wonderful. It was as much as I could have hoped for. So thank you for everything that you all did and put together and honoring us. And we wouldn't be as successful as for sure if you know, we didn't have you all supporting us. So I can't thank you all enough for it, and I'm just thrilled that we were able to make it.
Well, thank you, Ms. Branda. We appreciate you being on. Let's quickly go out to the state of Texas, San Marcos, Texas, and to the lady that's running for a ring, and that's Ms. Martha Doss, Executive Director. Martha, are you on?
Yes, sir, I am. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, ma'am. Go right ahead.
Okay, awesome. Well, thank you for having me on the call. And, you know, what an incredible event it was. Thank you to Stephanie and all of you that helped put on yet another successful Moore Team event. The best I can describe the event is just simply magical. The information that every trainer gave was simply amazing. I'm so happy that I had seven of my associates there learning, taking notes, and soaking all the information in. I know that all of us took home a piece of knowledge from each trainer that poured their hearts out to us. Truly was so much fun to spend time with everyone laughing and enjoying the evening at the ranch. The award ceremony was so wonderful to see everyone being recognized for all their accomplishments. I definitely needed tissue because it was so emotional seeing all of our new rising stars being on stage and being recognized and just seeing how excited they were. And after the ceremony, you know, we got to the hotel around 10:30, and, you know, my roommates and I just could not go to sleep because of all the excitement. We were just so excited. And, you know, just to hear, you know, one of my associates share that they could envision themselves on stage describing what their speech would look like as they're accepting their, you know, $100,000 ring recognition. I just only wish that I had more associates there because it is just impossible to reduplicate what we experienced at the retreat. It truly was wonderful to be around all our Legal Shield family, and the best part is I could feel, you know, God's presence there, the Holy Ghost there the entire weekend. And you know, my favorite moment is getting to go to church with all of you, getting to sit next to Mrs. Stonecipher. Wow, that was just simply amazing. And, you know, getting to worship and pray together. And, you know, that morning, you know, just tears just flowed down my face as I raised my hands to the Lord, thanking Him for giving me the opportunity to be a part of Legal Shield and giving me a huge Legal Shield family, you know, where we're all come together and truly want to see, you know, each and every one of us succeed. But, you know, with that being said, Mr. Moore, you know, I'll turn the call back over to you, but it was just so exciting. I just can't wait to see you all at our next event.
Well, thank you, Martha. We appreciate you being on. Let's quickly go out to the state of Kentucky and to another executive director on our team. That's Miss Stephanie Boley. Miss Boley, are you on?
Yes, I am, Randy. Thank you so much. And again, I just want to thank all of you all, especially I know Jeremy and Stephanie, and Stephanie I know worked hard all weekend and prior to put this all together for us, and I just want to thank them so much. I'm like Sherry, I think everything has probably been said, but you know, last year's event was phenomenal. I mean, I told my team, I tell everyone that last year's event, I feel like, is, you know, literally took my business to a whole other level. And what I experienced this more retreat has, again, just been doubly, you know, blessed, phenomenal. The trainers, the fellowship, the godliness, truly, I think we're so blessed to be part of the More Success team because it's not just about Legal Shield. I mean, you really do feel God's presence on the team and in the people, you know, that are part of this this wonderful organization. I had a long time to think, a 16-hour drive back to Kentucky. Rebecca and I had my new rising star, and, you know, it was her first experience on the retreat, and she's kind of only been to one convention. But, you know, coming back, I filled my notebook. The training, every single word that was spoken there was just absolutely something that I think we all could absorb. I took so many notes, and I was trying just to really absorb it all on the way back. Just the friendships, the fellowship, the connection, the excitement, you know, the gratitude that I had for being there, for all you all do for us. But I think the one thing that kind of summed it all up for me, and forgive me, I have so many trainers going through my head, but I think it was Linda Bowden when she said, start your day the right way, when she trained on that. And to me, that kind of summed up for me the weekend, because what that meant to me was everything that I learned there and all the notes I had taken and all the, you know, just speaking with other team members on, and just getting some nuggets from them was to start your day the right way. And I really just got back here. I got up early, although I was exhausted. And I not only, you know, obviously disciplined myself in my scripture, which I've been doing more of, in exercise, which I need to do more of so I have the energy to grow this business, but really just got at it. And Rebecca, that was there with me, got at it too. And, I mean, she's got, I think, 3 to 4 guests coming to a Super Saturday already, and that was just from today. And I have got 2 new recruits coming on, and I think I got 2 more enrollments booked. That was just today. So anyone that thinks they don't need to be at these events, I really encourage you, don't miss Oklahoma City, and certainly do not miss another More retreat, because truly it will change your business and take you to another level. And I thank you again for the opportunity to speak. And I just want to say thank you to all the trainers and all the people that poured into me this weekend. I truly appreciate all of you. Thank you, Randy.
Well, thank you very much, Stephanie. Were we able to get $100,000 ring owner Miss Joan Buckner on? All right, I didn't know if she popped up. How about another ring owner, Mr. Bob Pilcher from Kansas? Were you able to get on, sir? All right. Let's go back to the state of Oklahoma then and to Millionaire Club member, Mr. Harold Pinson. Harold, are you on the call?
Yes, I'm here.
There you are, Harold. It's great to have not only you, but Miss Kathy Pinson, your wife, did an awesome job presenting from stage at the awards banquet.
Well, thank you so much. I tell you what, all the speakers done a phenomenal job. You know, I've been to a lot of trainings, a lot of meetings over the years, but I think this one knocked it out of the park. The More Success team, I think we have the best trainers in Legal Shield. And Saturday night, I mean, that was something else. We were like the Academy Awards. The only difference between the Academy Awards and the More Team Awards is the Academy Awards, they just have fans out there in the audience. We have family in the audience. And that's what's great about this. You know, we can share everybody's successes. And one other comment, I thought Damien and Dave Hall made the cutest couple. So I'll just turn it back to you.
That you just have to know and have been there to see that. When
yes,
that was
sir.
Really good. Well, thank you very much, Harold. Let's go back to the state of Arizona and Millionaire Club member, Mr. Alex Gardner. Alex, are you on the call?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Moore. And, man, what an event. The biggest takeaway for me was that everything that Jeremy and Stephanie touch seems to turn to gold. So if there's any way to buy stock in them somehow, please let me know. But seriously, I agree with everybody else. It's just gotten better and better and better every event. This has definitely been the best. And just being able to see, you know, people that you've worked long distance with, like Naomi and Dave from Minnesota, a rising star, being able to meet them in person for the first time. And, you know, I got just a wide variety of feedback. The fact that it's a high-impact event, but it's also more of an intimate setting where it's a smaller group than a national convention. And I agree with Harold. There's so much, so much talent on the team. Some of the feedback I got from some of the people there for the first time was, wow, this is such a diverse and talented team. And people got different things. And so it doesn't matter what part of the wheel people are focused on. If you have the next Dave Hall coming up on your team that's a focus, a big builder and a networker, they're going to get fed at an event like that. You know, if you have the next Jimmy Parrish coming up on your team, they're going to get fed and can stay focused on what they're doing. And so I heard such a wide variety of feedback. You know, wow, that rapid funnel training with, you know, Dave Hall was worth the trip alone. Or that B2B breakout training alone was worth the trip. Or that home office tour alone is worth the trip. Or, you know, seeing Randy Moore do a briefing was worth the trip. Or meeting Ken and Shirley Moore was worth the trip. So different people got different things, different highlights, and there was just something in it for everyone. So thanks again to all the Moores, Mr. Moore, Mr. Moore, Mr. Moore, and the three misses. And definitely get registered for the convention, get registered for the breakout, and we'll see you all in July.
All right, Alex, appreciate that very much. Next, let's go to Austin, Texas, and to new ring earner, Miss Barbara Wilson. Barbara, are you on? Do we have Barbara on? All right, she may not be back on the call. All right, let's go ahead and end the call with Mr. Damien Schieber, executive director on our team, running for his ring. I know he'll be he's just right at the verge. So, Mr. Schieber, are you on the call?
I am, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Well, I'll tell you what. I don't know what more I can say about the event itself than hasn't already been said, but I will tell you, Friday alone or Thursday alone, just the B2B breakout. I would have gone all the way to Oklahoma for just the B2B breakout. I would have gone all the way to Oklahoma for just Friday. You know, Mr. Jeff Hughes, let me just say from the bottom of my heart, that was one of the most inspiring talks I've ever heard any Legal Shield associate give. I would have gone all the way to Oklahoma just to hear you talk on Saturday afternoon. That was, you know, simply amazing. And here's what I know. Every Millionaire Club member, every ring owner, every executive director, every leader on this call tonight, all wishes that we had more people there. And I think that, you know, even though we pushed hard to get as many people to come to the event, sometimes we just can impart what we already know, what we already feel, what we've already internalized. Sometimes we just have trouble getting that across to somebody. If you weren't at the event, you missed it. And as much as you can hear the excitement in our voice, we never want you to miss another one. I have a brand new exec on my team, and he wasn't at the event. Nor was anyone he personally recruited. Because he wasn't at the event, he didn't promote it. Because he knew he wasn't going, he didn't promote it. And as much as I tried promoting it to him, he's the one with the relationship. You're the one with the relationship to your team. Mr. Ray Rios used the word cement. That is a great word. That is a great word to describe what a team event does. I worry about that exec because I don't know that he'll be around next year. Every Millionaire Club member on this call will tell you, you know, they've had execs come and go on their team. Just because you hit exec doesn't mean that you're legal seal for life. But the things that keep us involved are the relationships we form. And whether it was Dave Hall dancing down the stairs, Tom Too Sexy for Your Shirt, or whether it was the Newlywed Game, or you know, whether it was Melissa Wilder on Thursday afternoon beating me upside the head with her training. I'm telling you, it's not just the training. It's the associations. It's the hanging out. It's everything that happens at the event. And you heard a ton of people talk about the awards. Dude, I definitely would have gone just for the awards. And I didn't even get one. I did get cash. In fact, it was out of Jeremy's hands before he said my name. But I would have gone just to see the recognition on the team. You can't ever miss any event, but especially not a more success team event. We've got the breakout coming up. I think it's still $10 on the website, but I know the price is going to go up. So get with your team, get as many tickets as you can, because you're going to go to convention anyway. Right? This is a core commitment. The team event is a core commitment. Convention is a core commitment. You're going to go anyway, you need to be at the breakout. Remember, if you're flying into Oklahoma City, to get your return flight for after the More Success Team breakout ends. We're going from 9 to 2, which means you need a flight that's 4:30 or later. Okay? But at the More Success Team breakout in Oklahoma City, we're going to announce where the next More Success Team event is. And what I want you to understand tonight is that I don't care how much it costs, when we have a ton of lead time, right? I don't care if the event was $1,500 because it's going to be 15 months away or at least 14 months away, okay? So wherever it is, whenever it is, Mr. Moore, I'm going to be there. We're going to have a ton of people from my team there. We want you to have a ton of people from your team there so that we can all celebrate together. And even if it was just one sale a month, that you put the commission away to fund your trip to wherever we're going to have it, it's only one sale a month. Between airfare, hotel, the whole thing, one sale a month, fund your event. And with that, I'll turn it back to you, Mr. Moore.
All right. Appreciate that very much, Mr. Schieber. You did an awesome job, and we appreciate all your support. I do want to remind everyone we are on that 90-day run to Oklahoma, the convention. Make sure you go to moresuccessteam.com and get registered for the breakout session. You need to do that as soon as possible. And if you'll go to our Facebook page, you'll be able to see the hundreds and hundreds of photos and videos that we're taking all the time during this event. So you just nearly have to be there to understand, but you can sort of get a little picture in your mind what went on just by looking at some of those pictures and the fun and great times that we had with all. So with that, Mr. Moore, I am going to turn it back over to you. Sound like everyone had a lot to say, and we did quite a bit in a short period of time.
Well, Randy, you know, I'm glad the people got to meet my new assistant, Miss Pat Simoye. She pulled Blood Cherokee in, and she sang a couple of songs for us out at the ranch there. I thought it was absolutely beautiful. Seemed like everybody liked her. And for you that don't know her, call up, get acquainted. She's been with the company for 10 years. I interviewed a lot of people since Sharon retired on me. I took about 5 weeks to find someone I thought would fit our team and have the knowledge to even step up her game at the home office even more than it did. So call in, get acquainted. We're going to try to help you more than we ever have before. We won't always win, but we'll always fight for you. You know, God is good, and we could go on and on and on. everything everybody said, I will double it. I feel better about this retreat. The only thing I feel bad about the retreat, we didn't have about 2,000 people there. But as far as the quality, the people, the love, the understanding, you know, it was there. You missed it. Don't miss another. God, family, Legal Shield, God bless you and good night.
Good night, everyone.